This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Caserio is the only scenario. That's the man that I want controlling our Houston Texans. Been with the Patriots since 2001. He's the default GM for Bill Belichick. He also wears a headset on game days. He's coached receivers. He's done everything, and he's one of the most coveted names in all of football. Now, can the Texans get him out of New England? That is the question, but they have requested permission to meet with him. And just like I do often when I'm evaluating guys and how good they are at their jobs, I decided to go straight to the podium and hear from the man himself. And we're going to hear from Nick Caserio right now on philosophies that the Texans need to address, specifically Brian Gaine. This is Nick Caserio talking about making trades in the draft. There were a lot of Texan fans upset that Brian Gaine didn't do that. He didn't move up. They weren't very active in the draft. As a matter of fact, in two drafts, could I interest you in a stat, John Lopez?
You're darn right you could.
In two drafts, Brian Gaine didn't make a single draft day trade. Not one. Zero.
Yep.
Two drafts, no trades. Nick Caserio, hopefully the next GM of your Houston Texans, he's asked about making trades on draft day. This is his philosophy.
Trades are very player-specific and very player-driven based on the needs or interests of the other team. So we'll reach out, you know, they'll reach out, hey, what do you think? And then we'll look at it and we'll make a decision. Okay, well, if we do this, well, here's what would happen. So there's a reactionary element, and you just have to, you know, make a decision. You just can't vacillate. You just have to make a decision, okay, and move forward, and whatever the circumstances are. I mean, it's kind of in a game. Like, okay, what happens on second down? All right, boom, we got to transition to third down and go to the next play. It's similar to a game-like element.
What I like about that initial cut, and we're going to have, by the way, you did some really good work going in. You might want to tell your friends, we're going to get the potential new general manager, Nick Caserio, talking about all the things that the Texans need, like offensive line, trade, as you just heard, evaluating drafts,
running backs.
But the initial impression on that cut is he's not dancing around. You know, he's actually, you get a feel like you actually know his philosophy. Like it's not, you know, a lot of guys talk circles around questions like that or don't answer them directly. And he's not going to give you any, you know, detail. We're working on this deal, but just how he approaches it. And oh, by the way, you know, his record says as much too. They've made deals with the New England Patriots. They've made a bunch of deals. And Bill Belichick is not on the phone, you know, the whole time trying to iron these things out. Nick Caserio is. And that's why I asked John McClain specifically, is he his right-hand man? Because by all accounts, he is. Your right-hand man is your extension. You know, so it's Caserio doing these deals.
And when you compare making a trade to a game day scenario, that just shows that you're always in football mode. And that shows that you understand not just the analytical and the scouting stuff that Brian Gaine appeared to understand, but you understand the urgency that it takes. You understand that in a football game, it's that one decision that can change the course of a game. He has that same mindset heading into a draft. So far, so good from Nick Caserio. We're hearing from the potential Texans next GM in his own words. How does he handle the heat when there are rumors? Because there's a lot of rumors. There's a lot of rumblings with Jadeveon Clowney. Brian Gaine, I don't think he's handled the Clowney situation very well, because when he first took the job, he said he wanted to sign him to a contract. That was his main goal. Kind of changed as his tenure continued. This is Nick Caserio back in 2016 being grilled about potentially trading Jimmy Garoppolo and Malcolm Butler from the Patriots roster. This is how the hopeful next GM of your Houston Texans handles the fire amidst trade rumors.
I'd say to answer your question, Jeff, anything that we do, we're always going to do what we think is in the best interest of our football team, and that's how we approach it. That's not going to change. So whatever you think is best for our team for 2017, for that season, then that's what we'll do. However that manifests itself, not exactly sure, but that's where the focus is trying to put together the best team possible for the 2017 season. however that comes about, then you know we'll take it as it comes.
Is that the same type of response for Butler? Saints come home?
Yeah, our focus and goal is to put together the best team possible, and however we're going to improve our team or whatever players we think are going to help our team for the 2017 season, then that's what we're going to do.
You know,
that's a little generic.
That was a little bit more generic, but I do want you to understand this is a guy that is not going to, like I said, he's not going to tell you everything, all the details, but he'll kind of give you his approach. And on that one, a little more generic, but his approach was kind of what you hear a lot from Bill O'Brien. Every decision we make is about the team.
Now, the most important thing, and this is the biggest problem that we've had in Houston the last 3 years, the offensive line. What goes into the evaluation of offensive line? How did Brian Gaines come to the conclusion that he didn't need to sign any offensive linemen except Matt Khalil this offseason? That's where a lot of the frustration comes with Houston Texans fans. Nick Caserio met with the media, and this is the hopeful next GM for your Houston Texans, talking about the process of evaluating offensive linemen.
Let's stay with free agents. So when you're watching a free agent offensive lineman, and it's the same thing actually in college. Okay, it looks like he did something wrong. That's a whole nother part of your analysis of a player that has nothing to do with what actually goes on the field. There's a personal component. There's a mental component. So until you actually are able to sit down and say, what happened here? And then you get the explanation, and you say, oh, okay, that makes sense. It's sort of hard to just make a generalization on a player until you actually really know what happened.
So is that, I mean, you'll sit down with a player, if it's tackle, you'll sit down, you'll see that blown block, you'll ask what happened here.
Sure, no question.
So that's kind of how you bridge that knowledge gap of scheme.
No question, no question.
I'll say this, I don't see Brian Gain doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that Brian Gain's not evaluating everything possible, but I think this is where the coaching background and why Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have so much trust with this guy to do coaching things, even as he is an executive. I think this is what separates this guy. This is what Bill Belichick trusts in the most about, in that he doesn't just come up there like Brian Gain and say, size, weight, speed. We want guys who are big, fast, and then all of a sudden, Shontrell Henderson's getting two cracks at starting at right tackle despite the fact he hadn't been able to stay on the field.
Right.
This guy knows how to look at things from a scouting perspective, and he knows how to visit with players and talk about them like a coach and like a credible coach and ask the right questions.
And I'm not going to sit here and bash Brian Gain, because I think he knew and understood that perspective. Now, we didn't hear him talk about it, but that perspective of sometimes when you see an offensive lineman make a mistake, it's not necessarily that offensive lineman's mistake. He knew about blocking schemes and responsibilities and all that. So I'm not saying Brian Gain didn't know that, because Brian Gain did. What I am saying is Nick Caserio has been behind the offensive line when those things happen. He's been a quarterback, obviously at the college level, and he's been a receivers coach at the NFL level. So he's been on the field. And as much as Brian Gain knows it, that's just a different perspective when you've been on the field.
And this is the other thing. I mean, this is a guy who, if we're talking about evaluating offensive linemen, Tom Brady's Tom Brady. But Tom Brady allows Nick Caserio to wear a headset on game days. He's been around Tom Brady all six Super Bowl rings that Tom Brady has won, and he's close to the situation. And in New England, they've gotten rid of their left tackle the last two seasons. They brought in Trent Brown, and they have basically a revolving door of offensive linemen. I'm not saying he's going to have like a Tom Brady impact, but he does know exactly what goes on inside the mind of Tom Brady, and he's seen offensive linemen come in, make impacts, even win Super Bowls. This is something that really intrigues me when it comes to evaluating offensive linemen. And when you hear him talk about it, it's even more impressive. What about transitioning guys in schemes? This is going to be Nick Caserio on that. And the reason that I think Texans fans should pay close attention to this is because who are two of the names on the defensive line that you and I threw out there?
Gerald McCoy.
That we would love to see. And Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
Two guys who prominently were featured in 4-3 schemes. However, they would have had to play 3-4 with the Houston Texans, which is something that the New England Patriots are very good at, taking guys who've played in different schemes and moving them into their scheme. Hakeem Ayers is the guy that comes to mind. They do this quite often, and they do very well at it. This is the mindset of Nick Caserio on how you take a guy like a Gerald McCoy, who was in a 4-3, and you put him in a 3-4 scheme. This is the hopeful next GM for your Houston Texans talking about just that.
The numbers that you really have to work off of are, I mean, just actual production. Tackles, assists, sacks, quarterback hurries, quarterback pressures. Then you actually have to look at the player within the scheme of how he's actually used. So in Akeem's situation, this is where sort of your draft process merges with your, you know, pro personnel evaluation process. You go back to college and you go through your reports. Okay, how do we evaluate this player coming out? Here are the metrics that we use. You're taking previous information that you've accumulated with information that is happening in the league and then ultimately making a decision. In the end, it was just kind of a mismatch probably between scheme and what he was asked to do.
I love this one the best. This is my favorite, and we've got a couple more, three more coming up from Nick Caserio in his own words. But the reason this is my favorite is he's about players making plays. It kind of reminds me, it's more of an intellectual sounding Mike Leach rant. Remember when Leach was talking about, you know, people always say, can he play under center? Well, you stand under center and you get the ball and you go play. You know, it's not that complicated. It's about making plays, players making plays, and you will find a way to make it work. I love that aspect of him here. It's like, oh, he's a 3-4 guy. And I know I'm the guy that says that Jadeveon Clowney, you know, is playing out of position and he would do better as an outside 4-3 guy. I do believe that, but it's not like Clowney's not productive here. You know, they got a player, and I think Caserio would buy into that.
Exactly. I think Gerald McCoy, I think they would have at least looked into him a little bit more than they did here and not been as close-minded. Nick Caserio talking about short-term versus long-term. You've talked about Brian Gain acting like he had 10 years to function. Nick Caserio talking about the balance between making a move for the short-term and making a move for the long-term.
When you get into the trade market or the trade situation, it's so player-driven. So a player has player A. They're really interested, and they want the player. And they say, hey, look, this is what we're willing to do. And then we have to think about it and say, okay, what are the merits of that? Okay, relative to what our options might be. So think about that, and if we think it makes sense, then we'll go ahead and do it. I mean, there's other opportunities. Even if a team offers a pick for next year, you might say, you know what, it doesn't really make a lot of sense right now. Let's just kind of focus on picks. So you don't go into it and say, well, we're going to try to build this stockpile of, I mean, there's no template, there's no book that tells you we'll do this, and this is what's going to happen.
I mean, that's, it's a direct result of the previous comment. You know, there's no template, there's no book. Long-term versus short-term. I like his, you know, at least initial thoughts here on the philosophy of getting, you know, players on the field.
And I mean, he traded.
And the Patriots do it.
I mean, last year they traded for Trent Brown. Yeah. You know, the guy who just broke the bank with the Raiders. They traded for Trent Brown, brought him in. Nick Caserio was one of the guys that was involved in making that trade happen. Mm-hmm. The year before, 2 years before, they traded for Brandon Cooks and then they for a first-rounder, and then they got a first-rounder back. He's been known to wheel and deal. So if you don't like Brian Gain not wheel and dealing, hopefully, and I might be giving my hopes up, the Patriots might money whip him, and then I'm going to be left at the altar, and the Texans are going to be chasing their tail looking for a new GM. But hopefully, this is the next GM for your Houston Texans, because Caserio is the scenario in my eyes. We'll hear some more from him, including how he evaluates drafts and running backs. And we're also going to hear about the Texans beginning mandatory mini camp. There's no Clowney sighting. Could we see J.D. Clowney soon? And an exciting day in the NBA Finals and the Houston Astros return to the field. The hits are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.